Blog Talk Radio.
I didn't mean even CM Punk thing, but I was just thinking about him. Which, if I met one of these fans, you know, and they were a fan of mine,
I'm like, oh, sweetie, that's so nice. But if they were some chick like this, one chick that I had on my Facebook one time to the point where she had to get fucking tattoos of every damn wrestler that she knows, I would be like, you're fucking psycho.
Excuse me, but I only have the WWE logo on my right, on my left shoulder.
That actually looks pretty cool. That's pretty positive.
Yeah, so that's I'm not one to put, I wouldn't put the
Pepsi. Yours has reason, sweetie. Let's put it this way, everybody. She has a tattoo of the WWE symbol on her shoulder, and it's for her father, who is now gone, because he loved wrestling. She told me the story. And that is actually...
Yeah, I think almost everybody knows that. That's on my Facebook, so yeah, that's that. Like I was saying, I would not put the Pepsi logo on me anywhere just because CM Punk has it, okay? Or I wouldn't put, like, CM Punk on my shoulder or anything because I like CM Punk. CM Punk is, like, my number two crush on the wrestlers, okay?
Oh, my number two crush. Like, oh, my gosh, he's, like, so dreamy. Isn't he just so dreamy, Rainy?
Be quiet.
Why? What? I'm just reenacting all the girls, all the female fans. Oh my god! How about when Cena came out on Monday night when I was there? Oh my god! Jonathan is so fucking hot.
Excuse me, I like Cena. He can wrestle, but he's not dreamy. He's not blah blah blah. Yes, he has dimples, but
yes, he has blah blah blah.
And he has blue eyes, but you know what? I'm not for blue eye people, and dimples are cute.
That's blue eye people. Hang on, we have another call, people. Hang on a second. Hang on, let's see if we can answer this one. Sally, you're on.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Archerelle, what's going on?
Not much, just watching the game and all that stuff.
Hey, Rainy, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh.
Say hello to Archerelle.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
You're the one who gave me this chance. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's awesome.
I'm so sorry,
Archerelle. You've done a very great job at it.
I get what you meant.
Yeah, you know what we're doing. You know obviously what I'm doing. I was just telling Randy about how I was in the crowd a few weeks ago when I was in FX Forum, and I was about to get to the part when Randy Orton came out and why he was in the ring. In order to make fun of the two chicks that were in front of me who were obsessing over him, I yelled out random shit like, oh my gosh, Randy, you're like so sexy.
No.
And Randy looked at me like, what the fuck you say?
Like, you're not the one saying it.
Huh?
I said, you're not the one saying it.
Randy, you're like, no, actually, I was the one saying it because I was making fun of them. Randy, you're like, so sexy, will you marry me? Like, oh, my God, like, guys, he's, like, so fucking hot. I mean, I just kept taking some more. I'm like, oh, my God. He's like, oh, my gosh. Like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I got a friend that she is so obsessed with Randy Orton. Like, at one time, she had his last name on her profile.
You're fucking crazy.
But
I mean,
it changed now,
like
but she's
Randy.
Still a big, yeah.
I mean, you got fans like Randy who are, I guess she is normal, but.
I'm normal?
Yeah, you're normal. I guess. And then you got fans like this one chick I had on my Facebook who has the word C Nation and something else tattooed all over her goddamn arm.
I know her.
Oh, yeah. You know who she is?
Yeah.
And I look at this shit and I'm like, you need fucking therapy, woman.
It's like a bumper sticker.
Yes. I mean, because honestly, if I was one of these wrestlers and you came to ask my autograph, I mean, you're like that obsessive little kid. I mean, you're like the obsessive little crushy girl that you have in high school who's always stalking you in and out of your house and standing at your locker when you come to school in the morning. She's like,
Hi. Hi. I thought you just bought the chocolate.
And she has a
Like every time she goes to the wrestling event, she tries to get backstage to see him and, you know, all that. And
She try to sneak in or something?
No, she has tickets.
No, I mean, like, trying to sneak in. You know what I mean? Like, sneak backstage.
I'm surprised she hasn't done that yet. Has she, Rainey?
I don't know. I don't have her on Facebook anymore, so.
Yeah, I know. I blocked that crazy bitch, too.
God, somebody do that. That's insane. Unless they got, like,
doesn't
a
she have one on her foot, too? Doesn't she have one on her, like, her foot or something, too?
Yeah,
I was going to say that. I know they're giving out, like, VIP packages when it comes to house shows.
Yeah.
To go backstage, but, man.
If anything, I would put a sign on the arena door saying, with her picture saying, do not give this girl a pass. No, seriously, I would do that. Before I blocked deleted her off Facebook and blocked her, I told her, you need to get therapy. You are physically obsessed. You need help. If the wrestlers actually knew who you were, they would fucking hate you. They will probably get a restraining order on your crazy ass. No, I'm not even playing. If wrestlers, I'm serious. I'm so serious, Rainey. If wrestlers knew her, they would hate her. I'm not talking about know her. I'm talking about if wrestlers knew her, if WWE superstars knew her, most likely they would hate her.
Who, me?
No, not you.
If she likes indie wrestling, probably some of the indie wrestlers would take advantage of her.
They probably.
Yeah,
would. I'm not talking about, like, know her as in, like, oh, hey, you're so-and-so. I'm talking about know her as in know how she is about wrestling. And so they were like, I got a sign for this psycho bitch? I don't think so. Here. I'll sign the autograph for her. Take the autograph to her. Tell her I got caught in a crossfire in London. Thank you. Okay, bye.
But you know, like some of them, will probably try to bang them too.
Yeah, not yet. Hey, Rainey, do you know this? You know what this?
What?
You know, 92% of wrestlers are man whores. You know,
it's
how
true.
Many girls Bret Hart fucked around with? You know how many girls Ric Flair fucked around with? And Shawn Michaels, he's been around the block too.
I know.
CM Punk fucked with Kelly. He fucked with Maria. He's now fucking with
Lita. He was with Lita.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know how he ended up from being with Lita to now being with AJ.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's their business. CM Punk wants to fuck
and
her, he can. I mean, she always like a fucker.
Dolph Ziggler was with Nikki, and then now John Cena's with Nikki, and...
Jey Uso's with Naomi, but then again, that's the only girl he so far has been with, and now they're married, happily married. Hopefully, they get together. And Rainey has been with Kofi Kingston in her dreams. But with that being said, I mean, this is some funny shit, isn't it?
Well, you have another one that's going on, Dean Ambrose and Renee Young.
Yeah, I heard that too.
I mean, it's so fucking crazy. They make me want to play this song.
Everybody get up.
Hey, don't y'all play the blurred lines? I think this was a real good thing to get the blurred lines. Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, I got to add more music on that. I'm going to try to do that tonight.
I put a couple tracks on there.
So did I put like four or five songs on there.
I put this one on there. Okay, I'm done.
Why couldn't you understand what they were saying?
Oh, you don't know who that was? Rainey knows who that was. You better know who that was. What? Huh? Say it.
I said, wasn't it Justin Timberlake?
No, that was Justin Timberlake.
Stop.
Yeah, I know I'm funny, right? Well, let me imitate a smart mark for you guys, a female smart mark. Oh my gosh, like, Red, you're on me, like, so hot. Why do you like being held back by Triple H? I think it should be the WWE. I think it should be, like, so hot.
I'm sorry, but you know why?
So hot.
I'm sorry. And
I'm confused. Triple H, you're perfect.
I've seen like, you know, this super mark on, you know, on Facebook and stuff like that, but I really don't think I'll be that smart of a mark whenever, you know, if I went to an event or, you know, went to an indies event, because I know how to, you know, behave and act.
Praise God you do, because if you didn't and I went to a show with you, then I would throw you out there with my bare hands.
Because, you know, I have close friends that's in the business and stuff like that, and just like you, you know, and you know how it is and how you're supposed to act. I mean, I don't know.
Like, Archer, all three of us can agree. Hey, Archer, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I mean, all three of us can agree that there is a certain, especially if you are an older fan, it's understandable if you are a young 11-year-old, 12-year-old kid. But if you're 22, 20-something years old, 18, 19 years old, then there is a certain way that you have to act around them. I mean, you're not going to get anywhere going up to Triple H and calling him Paul.
I'll go up to Triple H and call him Punk.
I said, not Punk, I said Paul, dude.
No, I'm going
to
call my name.
Well, how about this? Hi, Brian Danielson. How you doing?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't do that.
No.
What about this?
I wouldn't do that.
Hey, Kane. Are we talking to Kane? Remember this? You guys remember this? Hey, are we talking to Kane or are we talking to Isaac Yankum?
You know, some people probably would have said that, too.
There actually were people that actually did do that, because there was a radio incident that happened a few weeks ago when somebody wants to talk to Kane and have him on the show, and he got called by the name of Isaac Yankum. And he's like, oh, okay, I'll tell you what, guys, how about we do this interview another day, huh? And they're all laughing, like, yeah, that's funny, Kane, that's funny, Kane. He's like, no, I'm serious, dude. Really? Yeah. You guys have a great day. Click.
Morons.
Yeah, I hear that, and I'm thinking to myself, you moron.
I go up to the Wyatt family and call him Husky Harris.
Oh
yeah,
there are people in the crowd.
Oh my god,
I got to confront those people for the very first time at FedEx Forum when he came out and they started chanting Husky Harris.
I
looked at them. I heard it now, and I was standing right in that section, and I was like, guys, I was like, don't do that. If he meets you guys face to face, he kill your asses. Don't do that. And they
right,
and they up right after.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say that. I was hearing some of the crowd when I was at the show like a few weeks back. They was like chanting, and it was like after they was trying to chant Husky Harris. Not many people went for it. They just like, shut up.
Oh, you better be glad I wasn't there, man.
Yeah.
Oh man, better be glad I wasn't there, because if I told them to shut up, I would have been loud about it.
Well, yeah, but check this. When people were saying like, let's go Cena sucks, and I just end up just my fiance was just like, yeah, getting old. Come up with something new. And they just shut up after that, too.
Yeah, I know, because you like making them look so stupid. They're like, they're probably thinking, yeah, I think they are. Did you see that sign on TV that said, keep calm?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, it was on the side. It was on the side of Bray. I mean, it was on the other side, and it said, keep calm and follow the buzzers. And I screamed out, no, I'm not going to keep calm. I can see it all the way from my section. And
oh man, some
when I screamed
these
that out,
people.
I know, right? It was just the audacity. And I'm thinking, I see a keep calm sign. I'm thinking, really? Really? You want me to keep calm?
Mm-hmm.
How about you save that for when they're baby face, huh? Isn't that right, Brandy?
Yes.
Yay. Heels are cool, aren't they? Everybody is so much better when they're heel.
Hey.
Let's high five the shield while they're coming down. Shouldn't we? Should we? That'd be cool. Let's high five them even though they probably won't do it. Let's try to high five them anyway.
Yeah,
well, I'll tell you what,
well,
now that they're go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you first, sir. And then her.
I was going to say, I'm a little surprised, but, like, was thinking, like, the Shield was, I guess, they turning face or whatever, and what they were constantly doing to Kane, like, wow. They must
want
to go that route or keep them together.
I guess the WWE is changing their mind about breaking them. I guess they were going to break them up in the beginning, but then WWE's like, nah.
I heard rumors now that they were going to break up sooner than WrestleMania, but.
And where'd you hear these rumors from, Rainey?
Still could happen.
What was that?
I got. Where'd you hear them from?
I was saying it still could happen.
Rainey said she heard some rumors that they were going to break up, and I asked her where'd you hear these rumors from, sweetheart.
Internet.
Raindrop.
I know.
Your opinion, your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the opinion and state it again. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the opinion and state it again.
Oh, man, I'm just trying to look at something there. Did you see the post that I said that Clinton had said today about something on my group?
That dick douche. That, as a matter of fact, he ain't got a dick. Probably has a small dick.
Oh, my God. I'm going to try to read this real quick. It was like something to do with, like, it says, I think that people need to realize you can't move into the future if you're living in the past. No, WWE should not rehire old divas that too loud. They move on, and they were amazing and entertaining. WWE is not going back into the Attitude Era because you like to complain about it. If you don't like the PG, why bother watching it? There are other channels you can't claim to be a fan if something you have a problem with everything about it. Chill out and enjoy the show. Then Clinton came up with something like this. Since you put it that way, thank God for Ring of Honor and TNA. No kiddie shit.
No, I actually read that today. I just didn't say anything. But I did shake my head at it. I'm like, Yeah, the whole thing, and I agree with it 100%. And then I saw what you said that Clinton said, and I'm like, really? That Brandon Mark never keeps his mouth shut?
Right, and remember you were saying that, like, it's not like real wrestling and stuff like that. Usually it's real pro wrestling.
Oh, now it's not real wrestling? Oh, now you admit it's not real wrestling when you're back to so corny, you little bitch. Hey, by the way, everybody who was listening, I told you that parental advisory is discretion is advised because there is no language barriers on this show. I will say fuck, shit, bitch, pussy ass, titties, dick, coochie, this, that, or slut, cunt, skank, anything I want because it is an adult show.
Yep,
isn't that right, Rainy?
Discretion is advised.
Right.
Isn't that right, Rainy? Now, why don't you say something because you're all quiet?
No,
what is your opinion on what Art Bell just read to you?
What was that?
What is your opinion on what Art Bell just read to you? And I'm sure you know who Clinton Yuba is.
Oh, she knows
him? Do you know him, Rainey?
No, I don't know him.
Well, let me tell you
something,
Rainey. You don't want to. if you have a tendency to get along with wrestling fans that I don't get along with, then you probably aren't just like them, but you don't. So, and besides, Randy knows that I hate wrestling fans. So yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
he does, and he did me the first time too. So.
Yeah, but the funny thing is like, I met him through a different group, and he was like a big fan of John Cena, and now he just like,
all of a sudden he's a big fan. He's like, John Cena can't wrestle. He only does side moves. He's a piece of shit. He holds people back. He buries people.
Right.
He's this. He's that. He's a cutback. He cheated on his wife. Blah, 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 blah. ROH is real wrestling. ROH is not real wrestling. I can't figure out what my mind is. My mind is up. My mind is down. I'm a cutbag. I suck dick. I do this. I don't that. I'm gay. I'm not gay. I'm straight. I like pussy. No, I like dicks. I can't figure out which way is up. I like fists being stuck up my ass. My name is Clinton Yuba, and I have a big asshole. Would you like to come and fuck it?
Yeah, this is something else. This is something else that you said, too. He's like, no one who has hit puberty lights. Sheen, he tried to say Sheen or whatever. Sheen Nation's for bitches. Team Bring It, it's for men.
Uh-huh. Is that so, little son? Let me tell you something, boy. If you are listening to this, boy, yes, I'm calling you a boy, boy. You have no idea what it means to be held back or hog up a spot. And yes, feel free to call in. The number is right on the screen. And if you don't have the number here, shit, I'll take the goddamn number out for you. Let's see. Where is it at? Okay.
He already 646. Called the show before.
Well, hell, you can call this goddamn show again. I don't give a fuck. Let's see. 646-915-9644. Take your pussy ass, get the phone, dial that number so we can cuss your ass out in voice, you little bitch, pussy ass little motherfucker, and I can tell you what the fuck I think of you with my voice, you little pussy. Now, is there anything else you want to say? You little you're probably not listening right now, but you're probably going to listen to it sooner or later. Come on, call the fucking show. Call it next week. I don't give a shit. I'm challenging you.
He ain't nothing but a bandwagon fan anyway.
I know, he is, right? I mean, hell, shit, he likes to make challenges. I'm making a challenge to you. Call the show. All three of us. We're making a challenge to you. Call the show. I'm not playing. Call the show.
I'll let him know tomorrow. He'd probably be doing something else, but I'll let him know.
Fucker. is anybody listening? I don't know if anybody's listening right now, but if you want to know who he is, you probably don't want to know, but if you know who he is, his name is Clinton Yuba. You know Clinton, like President Clinton Yuba. Clinton Yuba. Add him on Facebook.
But that's
He's
not
a
really
black
his
person.
Real name, though.
Probably isn't. But still, add him on Facebook. He looks like a burnt cookie.
What?
I said, he looks like a burnt cookie.
I thought you were going to say cookie puss at first.
He's got his hand in the cookie jar, but can't get the cookie out. He can't get a girl to eat his cookie, so he'd rather eat his own cookie. Now, Let's all sing a song about Clinton. No. I got a better idea. Let's dedicate a song to Clinton right here. This is who he thinks he is.
Oh, you're always smoking mirrors. Oh, you're always smoking mirrors tonight. There you go. Face deep in a camera.
No. But he actually thinks he's this. What's his song? Where's that damn song at? Where is it? Oh, here you are.
Oh, God. If we go over the time, y'all can download the whole episode on iTunes.
I'm going to let him tell you guys right now. You can download the whole episode on iTunes.
Yep. If we
That's
go past the air, you can listen from the episodes on iTunes.
And with that being said, people, let's go maybe one last minute so we can get some last-minute thoughts in. Anything you want to say, Miss Raindrop?
No, I don't, but I had fun again, so thanks for having me on.
No problem. Anything you want to say, Artrell?
Check out WFSR Radio Network all through the week, and just enjoy the shows that we give you.
And as for myself, once again, Clinton Yuba, if you have any balls, which you probably have none of at all because you're only always talking shit over the internet, but you don't have any guts to say this shit to anybody's face, especially not my friend Quan Chang, who you disrespect, you son of a bitch, because you don't have any, you claim to have respect for the business, but you don't respect people involved. You get that? Huh? Does that sound right? It don't make sense. Yeah. I know it don't make sense. Yeah. Oh, let me slow it down for you. You didn't get that? Let me run it for you. You didn't get that? Oh, you got that? Did you get that? Let me run it for you. Oh, fuck it. You know what I mean. Call in. I'm making a challenge for you.
Wow.
And with that being said, thank you to everybody who is listening. Thank you to my two guests. Thank you for WFSO Radio for giving me this opportunity. Let's get this out there. Let's send this off. We are sending it off in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good night.
Night.
Night.